It's green tie.
For the day. Like that,
gotcha. Yeah, well, Judy dresses me, so she made sure I had one on.
You spoke of pressure this morning and the fact that Carolina would have to deal with yours as much as the other way around. How much of a factor was that? How much did you like your pressure tonight?
Yeah, we did. We came out great. Then they took over for a couple of minutes, like you saw their pressure. They are a fast team. They really are. And they do put a lot of pressure on you. But then we got our game going, and you saw how effective we are with our forecheck when we're on top of them and putting the puck in the right place so we can get it. We did a lot of good things out there, but they're a very fast team. They're hard to play against. So I think the score might be a little misleading, but, they come at you. But you play through it. You bend, you don't break. That's what we did tonight.
Your team is now 11-4-3 against the top seven teams in the NHL. Just how much confidence are you seeing from all over your lineup right now?
Well, I keep telling them there's not a team in this league we can't beat, no matter where they are in the standings. There isn't. So that's how we go into every game. We go into every game thinking we're the better team, right? And if we play our game, we think we can beat anybody in this league. And tonight's a good example against a very, very good hockey club.
Do you feel like you're trying to coach their confidence up, or do you think it's there and you're just
reinforcing? I think it's there. It's there because they know what we look like when we're playing well, and I hear it on the bench, and I hear it in the locker room. So they know what we look like when our pressure game is on and we're above and we're not giving up very much. Like halfway through that game, we had given up 8 or 9 shots. They throw a lot of pucks at the net. They shoot from everywhere, obviously. But it's a very confident group. We got great leadership in that room, but the confidence comes from knowing how good we can be when we're on top of our game, that we can beat anybody.
I'm sure you knew Charlie Coyle was a good player, a good solid overall player when he came here. Have you learned anything additional about him since?
That was one of the best games he's played. Both ends of the ice, he was outstanding. You see him on those goals as beating guys. Those are one-on-one battles you need to win. He won them all, and he set up those goals. I give tip of the hat to Boone Jenner's line. Boone's line was outstanding tonight. They did a great job. But Charlie, that's one of the best games I've seen him play, and good for Ole. That's not a fun task to take that guy on, and then he showed tonight he's got hard hands and he's got soft hands, right? That was a great goal. So good for him, but that's a tough job. The defense tonight moved the puck a lot better, and Jet was there when we needed him to be. So give them all credit for that.
Now, power plays have been a little bit of a topic. We start the game, you get a couple of them. What did you see in Carolina's PK that you're able to exploit? You really drove them down a couple of them. Is there something in particular that stood out?
They're very aggressive. You saw it. Like that power play we had in the third wasn't very good because they were going for a goal. And you saw how aggressive they were up high. And there was two guys on the puck, right? But if you move the puck, you have to move the puck quick because they are so aggressive. And then we did that on the first couple of those goals. We moved it really quick. We didn't hang on to it. We didn't look all around. We knew where it was going, and we capitalized on it. But then we saw in the third one, we really could have buried them, how aggressive they were, and we couldn't get anything going. So a little bit of both, but the power play came up huge tonight when we needed it to get us momentum in the first, and they came through.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, Bob.
We are off tomorrow.